I'm with Maxime Faure, who's a documentary maker for France Culture. Maxime, we're in Mélignac at the moment. We're at the International Documentary Festival. You've just had a documentary presented.
Yeah, one hour ago.
How did it go?
Great. It's a great location because it's in a yurt. I don't know the name in English. This building?
We have the same word.
Yurt.
Yes.
Perfect.
A tent. I think a Mongolian tent.
A big tent,
isn't it?
So it was great to have the documentary played in this place because
it's another experience.
Could you tell us a little bit about the documentary, the subject?
Yes. So I'm going to try in English. So the documentary is about a man who takes care of people with the magnetism of his hands. So he also believes that to take care of someone who is sick, for example, if somebody has something at his hand, for example, it's not necessarily the hand that you have to take care of, but something more big around him.
More general,
for example, an house. So he also goes in houses to see if there is something wrong. And it's really hard to explain in English because it's specific vocabulary. But this man look for water under the houses. He looks for fight telluric, for magnetic energy and beside houses too. And also something else he do is to take away the spirit of people who doesn't want to go away in the houses, haunted houses.
So he's a bit of an exorcist.
Kind of. Exorcism is in the church. So he's not in a church, but it's kind of the same things in a way.
Thing.
Yeah, sure. Mm. And he see 90 people a week.
90.
So it's a lot. 90 people a week. And you give him whatever you want. So it could be a hug, it could be apple pie, it could be potatoes, or it could be 20 euros.
This person obviously exists in real life. How did you track him down? How did you find him?
It's somebody that in my area, where I come from, north of Finisterre, is quite famous, but people doesn't really talk about him because they are scared of people thinking they are crazy. So there is kind of a paradox between this guy who sees so many people and people are afraid to speak about. And what is crazy is like 50% of his patients are from the medicine area.
The medical profession.
So for example, doctor, for example, infirmière, nurse. Mm. So it's what I wanted to understand. Like people from hospital, from like, you know,
conventional medicine.
Conventional medicine. Because what he did is more traditional, I think. But yes, because he also do taking care of people with the power of the plants, for example. Yeah. And what I wanted to do is not to go and to try to know if it's real or not. I didn't want to do that, but what I wanted to do is like to know the everyday life of this guy. What is this life look like? What about his family? What is about his everyday life? Yes.
It sounds a fantastic documentary. How long was it?
It's 1 hour.
But it's a good way to learn French for our English listeners who don't speak French very well, people like me. So is it possible to listen to it as a podcast on France Culture?
Yes, for sure. So you have franceculture.fr where you can find it. It's called www.franceculture.fr and the name of the documentary is A ne pas croire. A space N E space C R O I R E.
Fantastic.
And it means don't believe it.
Okay, Maxime, have you got any plans for future documentaries on radio?
Yeah, not on the radio, because I'm from, at first, from cinema,
right.
And short documentaries. So it was my first experience as documentary, radio documentary author. But I want to do some more, but right now I'm working on a documentary about feminist sisters, nuns,
yes.
Right?
Yeah.
In Quebec.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. It's a community of 10 nurses who are feminists, who are fighting for women rights in the church.
So slightly different, but still with a spiritual element.
Yes, but what I wanted to work on this is about these women are part of a group, but they fight against a lot of things in this group, and this group is the church. So they are fighting for abortion, for example, for gay wedding.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So many things that the church are not necessarily okay with.
Yeah.
So how you can be in a group and don't agree with kind of all the ideas in this group?
It's kind another of the paradox, and you're keen
paradox.
On paradoxes.
Yeah, maybe it's the key.
Okay, just a last word about Melinac. Is it your first visit to this festival?
It's my first time in this festival, but I was there in March to work on this documentary. I talked about the feminist nurse, the feminist nun, because there is like residence for documentary director in Melinac.
Right.
So during the year you can come there, and during a month, and be with other directors and authors, and also editor, and work on your project. So you have space, you have time, you eat well, and you have in a great location to have your mind open to work on your project.
Yeah. So you recommend Melinac? You're
for
very
sure.
You're keen.
Come to Melinac.
Good advice. Thank you very much, Maxim, and good luck.
Welcome. Thank you.
Thank you.